Okay, I want to talk about Abraham. You remember Abraham, right? You know his story, how the Lord called him and told him to go to a land that God would show him. And scripture isn't really very clear on exactly how God led him to that place. He just said, go, I'll get you there. Well, of course, back in those days, they didn't have anything like GPS or Google Maps or anything like that. So it's left to us to wonder, just how did God get him there? It's not very clear. I mean, we can guess at it that Abraham just started walking in some direction. And if he was going the wrong way, maybe God spoke to him, turn this way. Okay, so he kept going until maybe he got another instruction. Who knows, days, weeks, months later. Okay, now go this way. God never told him exactly what land he was going to or didn't lay it out. Walk this way so many days, then go this way, you know, east, west, whatever. God just did not give him much information. Unlike us, you know, we like everything laid out. If we have to go someplace we've never been before, you know, we go to our GPS or on the computer, Google Maps or whatever, plug in the address, where we're going and where we are, and lo and behold, you get a map, you get step-by-step directions, how long it's going to take you, how many miles, and all this other stuff. And that's what we like. We like all the details before we start out. We like to know exactly how to get to where we're going and how long it's going to take. Abraham had none of that. Absolutely no information, but yet God was faithful and got him to the place that he was supposed to be. That took a lot of faith, don't you think? Put yourself in that place. Way back when, several thousand years ago, minding your own business, all of a sudden this voice speaks to you, and you recognize it's God, and he tells you to go someplace. What are you going to do? Naturally, you're going to ask, okay, where am I going? How do I get there? God says, don't worry about it, just go. How many of us would have the faith to do that? But in reality, each one of us is a modern-day Abraham. Think about it for a minute. Before we got saved, we pretty much, well, a lot of us anyway, we have our goals, our dreams, we got our life somewhat planned out, we know what we want to do or where we want to go, where we want to live. We don't always know the type of work we'll be doing, but some of us do. We have ideas about what we want to do in our lives. You know, you want to get married, raise a family, have a nice home. We have our dreams and plans. And some of us make it, and some of us, you know, we make changes along the way. But we still have ideas of where we're going and how we're going to get there. I know one of the favorite questions of an interviewer when you're applying for a job, certain jobs anyway, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? I know I've been asked that a number of times because of my engineering background. You apply for a job, they want to see that you have ambition. They want to see that you can think ahead and have goals and plans. That's very important because that tells them something about you. So that's, you know, before we get saved, that's kind of the way we are. But what happens when you get saved? Things change. God takes hold of your life. Does he tell you where you're going? No, you have no idea. You have no idea what gifts he's going to give you, what work he's going to call you to, or what ministry. He doesn't tell you that. He just says, follow me. Right? Follow me. Where are you going, Lord? Oh, don't worry about it. Just follow me. That's what he said to some of his disciples. Just follow me. Don't worry about where you're going, what you're going to do, what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear. Just follow me. That's the kind of life that God takes us into when we get saved. Just like Abraham. He didn't know where he was going. When we get saved, we don't know where we're going in a spiritual sense. We don't know. We have to trust God. We have to exercise faith in the same way that Abraham does. But God does provide some wisdom for us. He gives us his word, just like the song said, just like the scripture says. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. And I was thinking about that, and I thought, well, gee, you ever been out driving at night? You got your headlights on, right? You need to see where you're going, right? Your headlights show you not only what is immediately in front of you, like potholes, maybe a dead animal lying in the road that you don't want to go over, or something. Let's be honest. These are some of the things that we experience. Or an icy patch. We need to see immediately in front of us. But the headlights shine further ahead as well to see what obstacles might be ahead, like a tree across the road or a wire, electric wire from the telephone pole or something that might be across the road. Any number of things. We need to see not only immediately in front of us, but we need to see far ahead as well. That's why God says that his word is a lamp unto our feet. It gives us some light immediately in front of us. So we know we're not going to stumble over a rock or some other obstacle. We need to see immediately what's in front of us. And his word enlightens us and gives us some wisdom and direction so when we take a step, we're not stumbling, or we're not being led astray onto the wrong path or something like that. But it's also a light unto our path because it helps us to see further ahead something that may be coming that we need to be aware of. He doesn't want us to be in the dark. But our headlights in the car only shine so far. So many feet ahead. They don't take us miles down the road to see what's there because we don't need to see that far ahead. We only need to see what's immediately in front of us and what's down the road just a little ways so we can avoid pitfalls and accidents and all sorts of things. In the same way, that's the way God operates with his word. We don't need to see years down the road or weeks or months or anything like that, or what situations may arise. We need to see what's immediately in front of us so we don't stumble, and what's a little ways ahead so we know that we're staying on the right path. And that's all God wants to show us. We worry too much about what's ahead. We worry too much about what might be coming tomorrow, next week, next month. What's the weather going to be like? What problems are going to crop up in my life on the job or in the world? What things are going to come up that are going to make me anxious or afraid? And God says, don't worry about that. I got it all covered. Stay in my word. My word will give you the light that you need to take it one step at a time, one day at a time. And he'll give you little glimpses of what may be ahead, things that you need to avoid. Or he may show you that there's a fork in the road. Okay? Which way do you go? Well, you don't know, you don't need to know which way to go until you get there, but you can see it coming. So there are times when his word will enlighten us to be aware of things that may be happening. So it's important that we really spend time in his word. His word truly is a light to our feet, or lamp to our feet, and a light to our path. We are indeed just like Abraham. We're no different. God dealt with Abraham, and he's dealing with us the same way. You don't need to know the end. He is the one, God is the one who knows the end from the beginning. All we need to be concerned about is what steps do I need to take today to get into tomorrow, and then he'll give us more direction as to where to go from there. We worry too much about things. We do. Maybe we worry too much about the building, the boilers, and before that it was the roof, and before that it was the shed that was falling apart, or other things in our lives. We worry too much about these things. God's got it all under control. We just need to know, what do we do today? Tomorrow will take care of itself when it gets here. He'll give us what we need. So let's relax. Rest in him. Trust him. And know that just as he got Abraham to the place that he needed to be, he's bringing us to that same place where we need to be. We just need to trust him that he'll get us there. And he will. As long as we stay in his word, follow his wisdom and guidance, he'll take care of us. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your blessings, the truth that is contained within it, Lord. Help us to spend the time necessary in the word so that you can bring to mind a portion of your word when we need it, Lord, whatever situation we're facing, the wisdom that we need, the direction, the guidance, the reassurance, whatever it is, Lord, the peace. It'll be available to us, Lord, because your spirit will bring it to mind and help us each and every day of our lives. So we thank you for it, Lord. Help us to spend the time in your word that we need to, and likewise to spend the time with you that we need to, that we can hear your voice and get to where you intend to bring us, just as you did with Abraham. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.